Hello, everyone. I'm here in the KD&K studio with local talent Banjira. And would each of you like to introduce yourselves and tell us which instrument you play in the band?
Sure. My name is Eric Baumheyer, and I'm a local percussionist, and I play percussion. I also like to dabble in some other instruments. I play the imbira. It's technically called the imbira dzavadzimu. It's an instrument from Zimbabwe. It's a thumb piano of sorts. And I also play the melodica. So, but nice. Mostly what I'm covering is a bunch of different percussive toys and sounds and all that sort of fun stuff. So I'll pass it on to Sunny over here.
I'm Sunny Morehouse. I play banjo and a little guitar and the voice box.
The voice box?
The vocals. I like to sing.
I was like, is that some cool like synthesizer?
Yeah, I picked it up down the street. The local store.
Hi, everybody. I'm Aja, and I sing and I play a few different hand percussion instruments, little shakers and tambourine and güiro. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
How did Banjira come together?
Sure, I'll take this one. So I've played African-based percussive instruments for quite a while. Lots of drumming, but also, like I said, the imbira, this thumb piano. And most of the songs that I play on the thumb piano are kind of, you know, they're complex melodic and rhythmic songs. And often they're played with multiple different imbiras playing together at one time. But also now these imbiras have made it over to the West. They're particularly popular in certain parts of the United States. Such as the Northwest, like Seattle, Portland, all the way down into Northern California. And then there's pockets elsewhere, such as here in the western slope of Colorado, and Boulder and other places. So East meets West, and the imbira can also be played if it's tuned in the if it's in the right tuning, can be played with Western instruments. And so there's been some pretty incredible collaborations with the imbira, played with some guitar and drum kit and stuff like that. But something that I had always been fascinated about was the banjo and the banjo's roots in Africa, as some of us know. Bela Fleck kind of brought that to wider attention with his movie Throw Down Your Heart. And banjo's origins in Africa, and I thought it would be really cool to put the imbira with the banjo. And to go back a little further, I saw this cool band at Mountain Fair one year called Saddle the Unicorn, and I was like, wow, I want to play with those people. And so I think it maybe was the winter after that or something like that. I saw Sunny at the coffee shop, and I asked her how she was doing, and we kind of introduced ourselves, and I just was like, well, do you have anything going on musically? Do you want to try playing with the imbira? And she was enthusiastic. So
that was kind of the binge. What year
was that? Oh gosh, I don't know. It was a couple years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember exactly.
I think that the idea that you posed of banjira started a couple years back. But then it was sort of on the side burner. Aja, Eric, and myself played, I think, one show at the launch pad. And then Eric and I were in another band, Raccoon Fight. And that kind of took up all that sort of practice time.
And I'm just guessing Raccoon Fight and Saddle the Unicorn were featuring Morgan Williams.
Yes.
Another local guy. And who else?
Great musician. Mark Zoller, who's super sad to have left this community, but excited to hear what music he makes again out west. That also had Dylan Fixmer, who also plays in this band. Amazing trumpet and mandolin player over in Paonia. He plays it with us when we can make it over. He can make it over. And Sally Unicorn also had William Brown on bass.
Okay.
And then Raccoon Fight was a different conglomeration of some of those people, and Cat Toys for the People also included some of those. Yeah, all animals. Banjir is still
whoever's
out the animal
whoever's collaborating on these band names. Good job.
And then Raccoon Fight sort of went its own way. And Banjira had the opportunity to practice more and expand.
Good deal. And I'm sure a lot of people in the Roaring Fork Valley have seen you, Eric, playing with the African drummers and with various percussionists. I thought of Steve Perot with the being a fantastic Mbira player in the Roaring Fork Valley.
That's right.
And I think we see you at the limbo circle at Mountain Fair every year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like to play multiple roles at Mountain Fair, and definitely I wear a bunch of drumming hats there. So, yeah, I love the drum circle. And then playing for the limbo contest. This year, I got to teach a couple of drum classes. That was really cool. And then we play after Mountain Fair on the streets over at 4th and Main. That's pretty fun. That's when we really get to kind of rock it with some locals and some guests from out of town that have been studying certain kind of African music for quite a while. So that's really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's one of my favorite musical things at the entire Mountain Fair every year.
It's cool. It's fun for sure. So.
And you and Aja are partners, mm-hmm. and I wonder how you draw inspiration from each other playing music together. That's really neat, I think.
Yeah, Aja, kind of what brought us, one of the things that brought us together was that local drum and dance community, me being a drummer and she being an excellent dancer, African and other styles of dance. But, you know, when we first kind of got to know each other, and I think we're attracted to each other through that sort of connection. And since then, you know, Aja's a great percussionist herself. She plays some Mbira as well, and we love to sing the songs together and all that sort of stuff. And
Aja says she plays hand percussion, like, really humbly, like, oh, it's just hand percussion, but it's so complex. It's so complicated. I could never do it.
I can hear that. I can totally hear that in her playing, and I think it's a really special thing to have that kind of partnership.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, the history between Aja and I goes back a little ways further, because I actually knew Aja's father before I knew her, and he was one of my original drum teachers, which is really cool,
wow,
I think.
Cool.
He taught me some early beats when I first showed up on the Western Slope, basically, and I ended up at some of the same gatherings and circles that he was at, and he had been most of his life anyways, drummer and really interested and fascinated with African, but also Afro-Caribbean and Haitian drumming. And yeah, he's a great drummer.
Oh, yes. Eric, how long have you been making music in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Well, let's see. I've been living here since around 2000, maybe 1999. So I've been here for a while now. And I've definitely been making music here ever since. Although back in the early days, I was still, you know, there was still a learning curve and getting into the scene here. But, you know, I started drumming for dance classes back then. There was dance class, I believe, happening in Glenwood. And on and off, there's been African or Afro-Caribbean dance classes going in this valley for years. So that was kind of my foundation in the valley. And since then, performed a number of times, little bits at like the fashion show. We would do a skit with live drumming and or a line, but it was kind of a line slash skit. And we performed at Mountain Fair. I also play marimbas, which is kind of grew out of the mbira repertoire that I have. The marimbas, African-style marimbas, where you get a bunch of different people playing on different ranges of marimbas, from soprano all the way to the bass. They're huge bass that you have to stand on a bench to play because the resonators are so large. And everyone's playing different parts, interlocking parts. They don't have to be too complicated, so it's really accessible and fun. It's just, you know, it's high vibes music. And so I've done some. We performed once at Mountain Fair with the marimbas too, and I have a marimba group that I work with ongoing, mostly in the fall, winter, spring months. I have to take a little bit of a break from teaching in the summertime for my day job, but otherwise, I love making the music, and you know, it keeps me thriving and alive here. So. Yeah, I've been making it for a while. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being here and sharing your music. And if you guys don't mind, let's hear some.
Yeah, our pleasure. So this first song that we're going to play is called Mukatiende. And this one features the mbira, played with the banjo, and also some shakers that Aja will be playing. And they're called the Hosho. And they're the percussive thing that Sonny was talking about earlier, that's really hard to do, but it's kind of undervalued in some of the music. So this song, Mukatiende, is a traditional song from Zimbabwe. It means get up, let's go. And you'll probably hear that in the beat. And we're going to sing some traditional lyrics in the Shona language, and then we'll add a little bit of English translation too. So here we go. Thank you. Get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go. Oh, oh, get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go.
Stand up, my people.
Get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go. Oh, oh, get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go.
Live life, my people.
Get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go. Oh, oh, get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go.
Wake up, my people.
Get up, let's go. Oh, oh, oh. Atiende. Get up, let's go.
So you said it's in the Shona language.
Shona, yeah.
Shona.
Yeah.
Where is that from?
So that's it's an ethnic group from Zimbabwe. It's the largest ethnic group in Zimbabwe. And a lot of these traditional songs that we've learned are in the Shona language. Occasionally you find Zimbabweans that have also translated them into English lyrics and turned, you know, some of the music into pop songs. Thomas Mapfumo is probably the best known Zimbabwean musical artist and performer. He toured internationally, and he's been living up in the Northwest, actually. And he was kind of the first one, well, the biggest one at least, to break through some of the traditional barriers around the imbira and bring the imbira into that popular music style, combining it with guitar, drums and things like that. And he got pretty big for a while, and he makes great music. If you've never heard of him, check him out, Thomas Mapfumo.
So Banjira is here with us in the KD&K studio. Thanks for listening. Where will you guys be playing live next?
Well, our next gig I think is actually a wedding over in Crawford, a dear friend of ours. And we've got a couple other things in the mix working out. If you want to learn more, probably the best way is to visit our Facebook.
We also have a website.
I know some lucky people in Satank got to see you at the Magical Welding Shop.
That was great.
The Redneck Olympics. It was not quite the name of an event we thought we'd be...
We'd be headlining or something like that.
We had a great response. It was super fun.
It was great.
Super fun.
So, what else do you want to play?
this next song is called Stars. I really like it because it's one of the few that I get to play on guitar, sort of in our repertoire. It's a song about daily life and just a creation that came out to help process politics and the daily grind and the rat race. And also I wrote it around the time of the loss of a great community member, Angus. Yeah, so the song is called Stars.
And this is a Sunny original, if anyone didn't catch that.
Most of our songs, really any of our songs that aren't imbira songs, are originals. We've occasionally played a John Prine cover here and there to everyone's great delight, but
Which John Prine cover?
Angel from Montgomery.
Oh. And we play Paradise too.
Yeah, with Dylan. We play Paradise. I also love this song because right now it's our only one that Eric plays melodica.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of melodica.
Thank you. There ain't no wrong or right. Why does it get so hard just to live? Spend the days running from the night. Why does it get so hard, so hard? Just love the ones you love. You say this, I say that, though no one spoke a word. Too many scars covering, it can't be heard, can't be heard. Can't be heard. In my head, the loving in my heart, it just can't compete with what I heard Trump said. They say don't get political, but everything's political, and there's 8 billion of us. The raping and the taking and the faking and the blaming, what happened to the trust? You know, oh, it kills me when you don't look at me that way. Like, baby, you're my woman and me off too, and I could go and look for greener pastures, but I'd rather come home to you, home to you. That's where you're from. That's where you're from. you're from. Yeah, that's where you're from. That's where you're from. That's where you're from.
We've got local musicians, Banjira from Carbondale. What a delight it is to hear them here in the studio. Hope y'all are enjoying. And we would love to hear another tune from y'all.
Oh, good. We have another tune for y'all.
And the last song gave me goosebumps.
Oh, good. I think that's good. Yeah. And what was the inspiration for this song? A lot of times, the songs that I write, well, almost all the time, they're processing songs that just help me, and then I hope other people want to hear them. Sometimes I'll write a song simply because I'm so inspired by another artist's song that I don't necessarily cover, but I kind of want to play with it and replicate it a bit. And there's a song from the band called Mipso, M-I-P-S-O, amazing band. If you haven't heard of them, do yourself a favor and listen to some amazing, amazing band. And every song of theirs I'm inspired by. But Now I See was sparked by one of their creations.
Thank you.
you so much for sharing your music.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So I already asked you when we're going to be able to see you around town, but I guess we'll stay tuned.
Yeah, yes. And if you're interested in any music, we do have an EP that we recorded at Cool Brick Studios with Dave earlier this year, and it does have that song Stars on it. Not with the melodica, but
that's our next album.
That's a shame. Yeah, that'll be the next
album. We actually
album.
Have that here in the KD&K library.
Right. And we've got links to that for sale on SoundCloud through our Facebook page and also our website, which is...
Banjira.info?
Yeah.
Banjira.info.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So local Carbondale band, Banjira. Thanks so much again.
Thanks for having us.
And yeah. I hope to hear you soon.
One note, if you're wondering about Banjira, right? Mm, it's the combination between banjo and imbira. Maybe you all figured that out. B-A-N-J.
And I'm still I-R-A. Hoping that someday we'll play with Banjira. We'll play with banjo and marimbas. And I think that the name Banjimba. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, keep your ears open for that one, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Cody.
Thank you,
Cody. See y'all next time.
Cool.